Company. We're joined by our Pro Stock Champion here at the World Finals and the 2018 NHRA Pro Stock World Champion, Tanner Gray, driver of the Gray Motorsports Valvoline Chevrolet Camaro. Locked up the championship effectively during qualifying this weekend, and then, like all of our other national champions, went on to win the race. So, reaction time-wise, you had one outlier this weekend. You were 00 every round, and then you had a 20. We'll throw that one out. It was amazing to me to watch you through qualifying do this because it's, you know, there are a lot of you in the class that are very consistent, very good leavers, but you clearly dialed it up for this weekend. So talk about that. And you said it over the PA at one point that you were trying to go 8 rounds in a row 00.
Yeah, that was the goal. Obviously didn't get that done. I think I got 6 of them, but missed the final by a thou. I told Davey before we went up there, I was like, man, win or lose, I just want to be 00. I was like, that's all I want, 7 out of the 8. But that was a really good weekend. I love this track as far as reaction times go. For whatever reason, I'm just really good here. You know, the way that we set up the clutch is just exactly how I want the pedal. And I honestly feel like when I'm sitting up there, I'm just looking at a practice tree.
Nice.
I mean, I feel like, you know, I can pretty much move around and do whatever I want with the clutch. And, you know, I don't know what happened when I was 20. You know, the sun was kind of sitting awkward on the tree, but I'd already seen that look in qualifying and, you know, still 00 with it. So I don't know if I just missed a little bit or what, but, you know, I mean, most importantly, we came out with the win. So
yeah, most people would give a limb to miss it. So yeah. It's a very impressive thing. Was it a situation where, like, no pressure on you for today? I mean, obviously you want to finish strong and everything. You're moving on to another phase of your career. But the reality is when we watch four champions that win national championships or world championships win a race, something's in common with all four of you guys and girls.
Yeah. You know, I think for me, I just had no pressure. I mean, this was probably the most relaxed Sunday I've had ever. You know, even when you're not in the countdown and you're just racing, you know, like the regular season, you know, you still have that pressure because you want to win and you want to do this stuff. But for me coming in here, I just tried to enjoy the moment. You know, it's the last time I'm gonna get to race with those guys. You know, we wrapped up the championship in qualifying, and so I just wanted to enjoy it and not get too wrapped up and, you know, winning or losing. We'd already won 7 races, and that's really good. And obviously I wanted to win more, but at the same time I just, you know, wanted to enjoy the time that I had with those guys and make the most out of it. And then, you know, obviously winning the championship and winning the race just added to that.
First 2 races of the year, not good.
Yeah.
I remember running into you in the airport in Phoenix, I think, coming back, and it was like you guys went to test and put your head down and just figure it out. Mm-hmm. Clearly you did. Gainesville, you win that race, and that's really where things went your way.
Yeah. You know, even after we won Gainesville, I feel like we still struggled a little bit. But, you know, at the beginning of the season, we tested so much before we went to Pomona, and then we even stayed after Pomona and tested, and then we stayed after Phoenix and tested, and then, you know, we were testing in between the summer races, and, you know, that's when it's long. I mean, you have all those back-to-back races, then you're testing in the middle of the week, and it just makes it tough. And, you know, to finally see all that pay off, you know, there towards the middle of the season was awesome, because, you know, there for a while it was like we were doing all this work and just weren't seeing the results that we wanted. And then for whatever reason, everything just kind of switched and started knocking out some wins. And then coming into the countdown, you know, we knew what we had to do. We knew how we had to race the car just from the mistakes that we made last year. And Dave and all those guys did it. I was just the monkey behind the wheel letting go.
Before I open it up, you know, Dave Conley, for a man of his age, has accomplished a lot in the sport, now a championship crew chief, has been a very effective and will continue to be a very effective driver in sportsman ranks, has driven top fuel cars, has won pro stock races as a well-respected guy. Where does he, or where will he fall as your motorsports career moves on? Part of Dave Conley, I imagine, is going to stay with you, and I guess my question is, what effect of Dave Conley's influence or coaching will stay with you as you move ahead in motorsports?
Dave's mental aspect is pretty incredible. He doesn't really let too much get under his skin, you know, he's got that never give up attitude. He's always ready to show up and fight, and you know, that's helped me because you know, I'm obviously a pretty emotional guy. I like to I get down on myself and I stress about the little things. And that's one thing this year that he's helped me out with a lot is just, you know, let it go, move on, and just go up there and focus for the next time and you know, do the best you can do. And if your best isn't good enough that day, then, you know, you still go home saying you gave it your best. You know, it's not like you up there and you're trying to lose. You just got to look forward to the next weekend and get it out of your head and move on. And, you know, I think that really came into effect at Charlotte for me. You know, I went up there against Jason. I ripped the tree all day, go up there against Jason. For whatever reason, I'm 44. And, you know, I was pretty mad about that. And kind of just sat me down and said, look, dude, we got another race to go before we can do this. And, you know, we can't do it if you're all spun out. So get your head together and move on. And, you know, he probably said a little bit more harsh than that. But anybody who knows Dave knows that he means well and wants the best for you.
Brian, take my question. That's all I got.
Tanner, I know you made the decision to leave the series, but with finishing it off of the week, you know, with the championship and winning the last race, and, you know, does it kind of, you have kind of, I don't want to say regret, but just, you know, leaving with all that type of success, it's got to make you kind of look back, I think.
Not necessarily in the sense of, you know, like you said, like regret or anything like that. You know, I'm still fully 100% okay with the decision I made to make the move. You know, my personal opinion, I think cutting the races is not what I would want. So I'm not gonna do that. If it was up to me, I'd run more of these races. You know, you should run more than 24 races. But I think I grew up in a little bit different environment. I mean, circle track racing, you race, you know, cup guys as a professional level, and they race 36 times a year. And you know, but if you're dirt racing, you're racing 40, 50, maybe 60, and if you're on the World Outlaw Tour, you're running 100 plus times. So you know, I don't know, it's different. I mean, this is what I want to do. I feel like a lot of the pro stock guys you know, are just out here as a hobby more so. I think there's very few that you know, there's a couple of us that I feel like are racers, and that's, you know, what we want to do full time. You know, I think, you know, Eric is one of them. And, yeah, Erica. So there's one other one. Yeah, I don't know. Or Greg and Jason as well. I'm sorry. I forgot about that. But, you know, Jeg owns his business, and, you know, that's what he focuses on. You know, he's obviously a very good racer, but, you know, I don't see how or why he'd want to be out here that much if he's got a business to run. You know, so I respect that. But, no, for me, I want to race more. And, you know, that's just what it comes down to, is I can do more of that over there. And, you know, I love doing it.
Did you ever follow in your grandfather's steps to ever go nitro racing later in the future or anything else?
For the right amount of money. I'm trying to, you know, like I said, I love racing, and, you know, that's what I want to do. And, you know, my dream is to be able to make a living at it, and, you know, not have to rely on my dad or my grandpa to fund my racing. I'd like to get out and not necessarily do it on my own, but, you know, make a way for myself, and I don't want to have to, you know, show up to a team and say, all right, Grandpa, where's the money at? I need, you know, I want, the goal is to have someone to fund me other than them, and to go run for a successful team and do well. So, right now, no. But I mean, if someone came up and offered me $500,000 or $600,000 to go drive it, it'd be tough not to turn it, to take it. So, yeah, I don't know. It just depends on the circumstances.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.